Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dollar Dash, the game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash.
Y'all ready to feel the soul of the South on your plate? Color Green Man LLC is here to serve up the freshest organic goodness straight out of South Carolina. Collard greens, mustard greens, tender greens, juicy tomatoes, and cabbage that'll make you holler, yeehaw. We got all the produce your heart desires and more. But hold up, we ain't done yet. Our boiled peanuts are the stuff of legends, tastiest in the world. Cajun ranch, plain, or lemon pepper, get ready to have your taste buds do the two-step. Convenience? We got you covered. We'll cut and clean your greens, so you can sit back and enjoy without the fuss. Our owner, a true Southern blues soul, born and raised right here in South Carolina. From jammin' to Tyrone Davis to groovin' with Sir Charles Jones, he's got the rhythm of the blues in his blood. Been serving up that good produce for nearly 20 years, y'all. Give us a holler at 803-917-1849 and let Color Green Man LLC bring the taste of the South to your table.
Rules list for true or false Dollar Dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and Black History are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the Dollar Dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash.
Ready?
Yo, yo, yo.
We not, line not muted.
What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to the show. Until the end. What's going on, bro? You back.
Yo, what up, Grace? Oh.
Come on, man. It's Monday, man. It's Monday. You know what you're doing?
Yeah, it's gonna be a great show tonight, man. We got something special in store.
Definitely, definitely. Let's just tell the people about the show a little bit.
All right, so tonight, me and Dre, we did something special for everybody tonight. We got a game show that we are introducing tonight by the name of Dollar Dash. It's your chance to win as much cash as you possibly want. It's a game show trivia, true or false questions. If you're selected, you'll come down to the panel, and you get to be a guest on a brand new show, Dollar Dash. I hope y'all enjoy it. I think y'all will enjoy it. It's something different. We wanted to give back. We wanted to do something for our people, to show y'all that we do love y'all and we do honor your support each and every week. You know, last week was an epic show, and this week we're trying to make it epic as well, but we're trying to make it epic for our fans and our listeners. So I hope y'all enjoy this. We're going to kind of get right into it because it's going to get a little dangly here and crazy. So I hope y'all on board for the ride.
Okay. So you have a special host. Introduce the host.
Oh, we got a special game host tonight by the name of Tanji. She's calling out of the great state of PA. She's great. I hope y'all enjoy her. We're gonna introduce her here shortly, but we're gonna have her on, and she's gonna be the game host show for this evening. So,
all right, so listen to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tanji?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Tanji there?
216. 216.
5. 215. Oh, I'm out of area
okay,
code 215.
Yeah. How you doing?
Welcome, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to get started with our show tonight. Omar was explaining earlier today that we're going to have fun with this. This is our first time doing Dollar Dash, and we hope everybody enjoy it. We want everybody excited. We want to know who's out here playing with us tonight. We want to welcome you. And let's see who we have with us tonight. Can I have your name and where you're from? And how did you hear about the show? And if you're excited about the show tonight, let's hear from our first selected person.
So the contestant is going to be randomly picked out of the queue. And if you're selected, definitely introduce yourself and tell everybody where you're from. Tell us a little bit about yourself. So we're going to get started. We're going to go right back into it. And to our famous guest host, Tanji, you got it.
All right. Thank you. So who do we – have we selected anybody for our show tonight? Who's the first guest that's the lucky person tonight? Hello?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Yeah, so we want to get started with our show tonight. We wanted to see who our first person is tonight.
Mrs. Lawrence.
Yeah, you're live. Yeah, who's that? Who are you?
And you have to press one. If you want to be a lucky contestant tonight, you have to press one now in order for us to get you in the random queue. So press one so we can select our participants for the game tonight.
Come on, press those mics. Let's get started.
How would you know if you're a participant?
Okay, 0291. Who's that? 0291.
That's Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show tonight. We want to know where you're from and how did you hear about the show and if you're excited about being a contestant tonight.
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina, area code 803, and I heard about it from a friend.
Okay, welcome, Sheila. You excited
Thank
about
you.
Winning this money on Monday?
Excuse me?
Excited about winning this money on Monday?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. So can we have our next, is everybody welcome Sheila to the show tonight, and we're going to welcome our next guest.
1849 live.
I'm on. I done did one. 849.
1849. You're our next.
That's
next
me.
Selected.
That's Jerry. Yes. That's Jerry.
Well, welcome,
that's Jerry.
Jerry. Welcome
I'm
to
on.
The show. All right.
Oh, okay.
Welcome
Thank
to the show,
you.
Jerry. How did you hear about our show tonight, and are you excited about playing Dollar Dash tonight?
I am very excited. I heard about it by a friend, and I am very excited about playing tonight. I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
All right, Jerry. Like your energy. Can we have our next guest for tonight? Do we have a third player tonight?
You're ours.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, welcome to the show. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, and how did you hear about the show for tonight?
My name is Denise. I'm from Paterson, New Jersey. I heard about the show because I usually listen to it every week. So I'm really excited about being here tonight.
Well, thank you, Denise. We welcome you.
Thank you very much.
And do we have a fourth player for tonight?
7420, you live? 7420, you live?
Hello, hello. This is Mrs. Lawrence. How are you this evening?
Well, welcome, Ms. Lawrence. We'd like to welcome you to the show. We wanted to know where you're from and how did you hear about the show?
Thank you for having me. I'm from Hopkins, South Carolina. A friend of mine told me about the show, and I'm ready to make this money on Money Making Monday.
Let's make it jingle, Ms. All right, Ms. Lawrence, let's make it jingle. Are we ready to get started? All right, tonight we're going to welcome Sheila, Jerry, Denise, and Miss Lawrence to our show tonight, and we're going to get started. We have three categories tonight. Our categories for tonight for the show is going to be movie, then the second one is science and black history, and then the third is music. All of our questions are true or false answers. You'll have a certain amount of time to answer your questions, and we'll total up the score to see who the winner is for our first show tonight. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. All right, we're getting hyped tonight.
Hey, this is Miles. I press one. Why you ain't put me on?
Miles, we gonna take Q&A at the end. Right now, we got to get rolling with this brother. Just hold on in the background. Go ahead and mute yourself, man, and we'll get back to you, brother Miles.
All right, Miles, we'll get back to you the next game. Okay, thank you. Thank you for participating with us tonight.
Right now, we're gonna go into a quick commercial break, and what we're gonna do is when we come back, we're going to officially explain the rules to the game. Understand that there will absolutely be no interrupting while participants are answering their statements and giving their responses, just out of respect for everyone. So we're going to go into this quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with you.
Yes.
Brother Dre, can you take us into commercial break, please?
Listen up, youth and adults. It's time to make your voices heard. Every vote matters in 2023 and 2024. Let's shape the future and empower our black community. Say no to drugs and gun violence. Let's reclaim our streets and create a safer environment for our people. Together, we can break the chains that hold us back. Black men, all men, honor, love, and respect the women in your lives. They are the heart and soul of our existence. Let's celebrate their strengths and uplift their voices. Together, we rise.
All right, Omar.
Y'all ready to feel the soul of
welcome back from our commercial break. Omar is going to go through and explain our rules of the game tonight, and we're going to jump right into the game.
All right. Well, we're going to put the rules out. If you're not speaking, please mute your line, especially if you have any noise in your background, because it will interfere and possibly distract the participant that is answering this statement. But we're going to get into the rules. I'm going to let my other special guest go ahead and explain it for me. So, everybody listening.
Rules list for true or false dollar dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and black history are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the dollar dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing dollar dash.
Okay, so
all right.
Good luck to all my contestants, all the queens and queens. Good luck. Enjoy the show.
Hello?
You want to pick 50 or 1, that's it. You told me to get it, you know. It's
Whoever's talking in the background, can you mute your line? Can you please mute your line? We can hear your conversation. All right, guest host, Panji, it's all you.
Okay, we're going to get started. And Sheila is our first guest tonight. Sheila, we're going to ask you randomly questions, and you get to select from which category you want to start with tonight. We have movie trivia, music trivia, and the last one is science and black history trivia. Which category? Music, okay. All right. So, Sheila, our first question is, the singer Maxwell's full name is Gerald Maxwell Riviera. True or false?
It's a true or false. Yes, all of them true or false.
Pass.
Okay, so, all of myself.
Okay.
Hey, no, they're all not for me.
So the next question for Sheila.
Sure.
Which category would you choose from? Could someone mute their phone?
We have a ready for
music. I'm sorry, we have a lot of background noise. science and black history trivia, music, or would you like to go with movie trivia?
Movie.
Sheila? Movie. Okay. First question for movie. The movie Forrest Gump won the Academy Award for the Best Original Screenplay. Is that true or false, Sheila?
That's true.
Sheila?
That's true.
Yay! Yes, Sheila. Great, great, great. All right. We're going to go on to our next question. Could you please
mute
your phone?
Somebody just mute their phone.
So we got our next question for Sheila. Which category, music, black history, science, and music, which category for your third question, Sheila?
Music.
All right, yes, music. The song Try a Little Tenderness was originally recorded by Otis Redding before becoming a hit for Aretha Franklin. Is that true or false?
True.
I'm sorry, Sheila, that is false. It was originally recorded by Ray Noble and his orchestra in 1932. We have one other question for Sheila. Are we going to come from music trivia, movie trivia, or science and black history trivia?
Science and black history.
All right, all right. The Harlem Renaissance was a period of artists and cultural growth in the Afro-American community during 1920s and 1930s. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That's correct, Sheila. Yes. Your fourth question, you got right. So it's 2 out of 4 correct. Your next category. Are we going back with science and black history, music trivia, or movie trivia?
Science and black history.
Okay. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed by President Abraham Lincoln in 1963 and declared that all slaves in the Confederate States were set free. Is that true or false?
False.
I'm sorry, Sheila, that's incorrect. Okay, our next question, science and black history trivia, music trivia, or movie trivia?
Movie.
All right, movie. The Exodus was based on a novel by Stephen King. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry, Sheila, that's incorrect. So we're going to try one other category, music trivia, science and black history trivia, or movie trivia.
Music.
All right, we're going with music. The group The Supremes started out their quartet before becoming a trio. True or false?
True.
All right, Sheila, yes, that is correct. True is correct. All right, we have time for another question. Music trivia, movie trivia, or science and black history trivia?
Music.
Okay, we're going to go with music again. The song Lovely Day was a hit for the singer Billy Withers.
true.
That's right. That's correct, Sheila. You now have 4 questions correct. Okay, science and black history, movie trivia, or music trivia, Sheila?
Music.
All right, we're going to go with music again. The song End of the Road was a hit for Boyz II Men. True or false?
True.
That is correct.
No.
That's 5.
Hold on.
Questions.
Hold on.
Mhm.
Yo.
All right, Sheila has 5 questions correct. Are we moving on to the next guest?
Yes.
All right, we'd like to thank Sheila. Let's give Sheila a round of applause for her participation. She has 5 correct. We're going to move on to Jerry. Jerry, are you ready?
I am ready for you.
All right, Jerry, let's test your history and knowledge here tonight. We have 3 categories, and the categories are science and black history, movie, and music trivia. Which category would you like to choose tonight?
The music.
All right, we're going to go with music tonight. The group TLC stands for Tender Love and Care. Is that true or false?
True.
All right, Jerry, yes, that is correct. We're going to pick our next category. Science, black history, movie, or music trivia?
Let's do movies.
All right, we're going to go with movies tonight. Pulp Fiction was directed by Martin Scorsese. Is that true or false?
Repeat the question.
Pulp Fiction, the movie, was directed by Martin Scorsese. Is that true or false?
That's false.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to move to our next. Yes, thank you, Jerry. All right, the next category, music. Science and black history or movie trivia?
Do black history.
All right. We're going to do black history tonight. The Harlem Renaissance was a period of artistic and cultural growth in the Afro-American community during 1920s and 1930s. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you got 3 questions. You're 3 out of 3. All right, we're going to go with the movies, music, or black history trivia.
Let's do music again.
All right. The album Off the Wall was Michael Jackson's first solo album after leaving the Jacksons. Is that true or false?
That's true.
All right. 4 out of 4. Okay, Jerry. You came to play tonight.
It's like this.
Science and black history, movie, or music trivia?
Let's do black history.
Okay. Harriet Tubman was an African-American abolitionist who helped lead slaves to freedom using the Underground Railroad. Is that true or false?
That is very and so much true.
All right. We got five out of five. Jerry's on a roll tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Science and Black History, movie or music trivia?
Bring it on with Black History again.
All right, Jerry. I like your spirit tonight. That's what I'm talking about. The Montgomery Bus Boycott. The Montgomery Bus Boycott was a political and social protest campaign against the policy of racial segregation on the public transportation system of Montgomery, Alabama. Is that true or false?
That is so true.
All right. 6 out of 6. Gary's on a roll tonight. Let's go. Let's get it. Okay. Black history and science, music, or movie trivia?
Go with Black history again.
All right. Let's go. The Underground Railroad was a physical railroad that ran underground. Is that true or false?
True.
I'm sorry, Jerry. That is false. Are we going to go with movie, music, or science and Black history again?
Let's do music.
All right, we're going to go with music. The song I Will Always Love You was originally a hit for the Whitney Houston's mother, Sissy Houston. Is that true or false?
Yes, true.
I'm sorry, Jerry, that was false. It was written by Dolly Parton.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to go with music, movie, or science and Black trivia? Black history trivia.
Black history.
All right. You seem to be good with that. Let's go. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was the first Afro-American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. All right, Jerry, you back on a roll. You got 7 out of the 8 questions. That's a long question. All right, are we going to try movie, music, or science and Black history trivia?
Science and Black history.
All right. The first successful heart transplant was performed in 1967 by Dr. Christian Barnard. True or false?
True.
All right. That is correct.
Yes.
All right, all right. Are we going to go with movie, music, or science and Black history again?
Science and Black history.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Key airmen were the first Afro-American military aviators in the United States Army Forces. True or false?
True.
That is correct. Give Jerry a round of applause. He has a total of 9 correct questions. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Are we moving on to our next contestant?
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Denise, are you ready to play?
No, but go ahead.
Oh, Denise, it'll go fast. We're going with the 3 categories, our science and Black history trivia, music trivia, or movie trivia.
Okay, let's try Black history.
Okay. Rosa Parks was the activist in the civil rights movement who refused to give up her seat on the Montgomery, Alabama bus.
True
or false? All right, let's give it up for Denise. true. You're correct. Movie, music, or science and black history trivia?
Okay, one more black history.
All right. George Washington Carver was an Afro-American scientist who developed over 300 products using peanuts.
That's true.
That is correct, Deez. Let's give it up for Deez. All right, are we going with science and black history, music, or movie trivia?
Black history.
All right. The theory of relativity was developed by Albert Einstein. True or false?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That is correct, Deez. All right, Deez is rolling tonight. Movie, music, or science and black history trivia, Deez?
Science.
Okay. The first Afro-American to play Major League Baseball was Jackie Robinson. True or false?
Oh, that was true.
All right. Let's give it up for Deez. 4 out of 4. Science, black history, music, or movie trivia?
Science.
All right. The Black Panthers Party was The Black Panthers Party was a civil rights organization founded in Oakland, California in 1966. Is that true or false, Deez?
That's false.
I'm sorry, Deez, that is true.
Okay. I didn't think for civil rights, but go ahead. I didn't think they were for civil rights, but okay.
Okay. So we're going to go for movie trivia, music, or science and black history trivia.
Okay, I can do movie.
Okay, you're going to go from this. The movie The Godfather was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
I'm sorry, Deez, that is true.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go with movie trivia, science and black history, or music?
Let's try movie.
Movie? The Sound of Music was based on a true story. Was that true or false?
I'm going to say, I might be wrong, but false.
Yes, you are wrong. It's true.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Deez. Okay. We're going to go with either movie trivia, science and black history trivia, or music.
All right, let's go back to black history.
Okay. The civil's right. Oh, I'm sorry. No. The Great Migration was a period in American history when millions of Afro-Americans moved from the South to the North in search of better job opportunities.
True
or false? That is correct, Deez. That is correct. Okay. Movie trivia, music, or science and black history?
Let's try black history again.
okay? In 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. True or false, Denise?
I'm going to say true.
You are correct, Denise. It is true. Denise has a total of 7 correct answers. And we're going to move on to our next contestant. Our next contestant is Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence, are you ready to play with us tonight?
I am ready.
All right, let's get started. We have 3 categories. The categories are movie trivia, music trivia, science, and Black history trivia. Oh, I think we have more Black history.
Well, can I Black history for 200?
I don't know if it's for 200, but Ms. Lawrence, we're going to read off the first question. The first successful heart transplant was performed in 1960 by Dr. Christian Bernard. Is that true or false?
That's true.
All right. Let's give it up for Ms. Lawrence. We are going to... And unfortunately, we just have 2 categories left, and that is movie and music trivia. So, Ms. Lawrence, which of the 2 categories would you like to choose, music or movie?
Movies.
All right. The Gone with the Wind was based on a novel by Harper Lee. Is that true or false?
True.
I'm sorry, Miss Lawrence. That is false. We're going with the movie trivia or music trivia. Which one would you like?
Music.
All right, we're going to go with music. The song Let's Get It On was written by Marvin Gaye and Ed Townsend. Is that true or false?
That's false.
I'm sorry, that is true. Movie trivia or music trivia, Ms. Lawrence?
I'll try music again.
All right. The singer Sade was born in Nigeria. Is that true or false?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Sure. The singer Sade was born in Nigeria. Is that true or false? Sorry, Ms. Lawrence, that is true. Movie or music trivia? Which would you like to go with?
I guess I'll try movie again.
All right. The Science of the Lambs was directed by Steven Spielberg. Is that true or false?
That's true.
I'm sorry, that is false.
Oh, my goodness.
Movie or music trivia, Ms. Lawrence?
I'm going to try movie again.
All right. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was based on a novel by Ken Kelsey. Is that true or false, Ms. Lawrence? Yes, that is correct. Music or movie trivia? Which one are we going to go with, Ms. Lawrence?
I'm going to try movies.
All right. The Graduate was directed by Stanley Kubrick. Is that true or false?
True.
Nope, I'm sorry, Ms. Lawrence. That is false. Music or movie trivia?
Let's try music.
All right, we're going to go with music. The singer Mary J. Blige's full name is Mary Jane Blige. Is that true or false, Miss Florence?
True.
I'm sorry, that is false. Her full name is Mary Jane Blige. Are we going to go with music or movie trivia?
Music.
All right. The song I'll Be There was a hit for the group, the Jackson 5. Is that true or false?
True.
You are correct. Let's give it up for Ms. Lawrence. That is correct. Are we going to do movie or music, Ms. Lawrence?
Music.
All right. The singer Erykah Badu, real name is Erykah Wright. Is that true or false?
True.
Yes, that is correct. You have 4 correct answers. All right, we're getting down to our last question. Which would you like, music or movie trivia?
Music.
All right, music. The group The Gap Band had hits in the 1980s. True or false?
True.
That is correct. That gives you a total of 5 correct answers. Let's give it up. Now, all of our guest contestants have played tonight, and we have a grand total. We want to first thank Sheila, Jerry, Denise, and Ms. Lawrence for their participation tonight. Let's give them a round of applause.
Here's the best part.
Baby girl, a message, and I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I wanna decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find.
Y'all ready to feel the soul of the South on your plate? Color Green Man LLC is here to serve up the freshest organic goodness straight out of South Carolina. Collard greens, mustard greens, tender greens, juicy tomatoes, and cabbage that'll make you holler, yeehaw. We got all the produce your heart desires and more. But hold up, we ain't done yet. Our boiled peanuts are the stuff of legends, tastiest in the world. Cajun ranch, plain, or lemon pepper, get ready to have your taste buds do the two-step. Convenience? We got you covered. We'll cut and clean your greens, so you can sit back and enjoy without the fuss. Our owner, a true Southern blues soul, born and raised right here in South Carolina. From jamming to Tyrone Davis to grooving with Sir Charles Jones, he's got the rhythm of the blues in his blood. Been serving up that good produce for nearly 20 years, y'all. Give us a holler at 803-917-1849 and let Color Green Man LLC bring the taste of the South to your table.
Listen up, youth and adults, it's time to make your voices heard. Every vote matters in 2023 and 2024. Let's shape the future and empower our black community. Say no to drugs and gun violence. Let's reclaim our streets and create a safer environment for our people. Together, we can break the chains that hold us back. Black men, all men, honor, love, and respect the women in your lives. They are the heart and soul of our existence. Let's celebrate their strength and uplift their voices. Together, we rise.
Welcome back, everybody, for our show. We're going to announce our winners, and our first person that won is Jerry Scipio from the Big South Carolina 803. We want to congratulate Jerry. Let's give Jerry a round of applause. He won the first prize.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And our runner-up was Denise for tonight. And Denise, with that prize, you actually won a slot for our show next week. You're automatically drawn into our show for next week. We want to thank you for your participation. Omar, tell Jerry what he's won tonight.
Jerry, you have won. Are you ready for it? $2. Are you happy? Is that cool? I'm gonna keep the rest. Is that all right?
$2. Wow, God.
Jerry, you. You are a cash prize winner for the night. You have won a total of $65 tonight, sir.
All right,
bring
give him
on.
A round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lawrence, and thank you, Ms. Denise and Sheila. Thank y'all all for playing tonight. Thank you. Tune in next week.
I thank everybody for playing tonight. Don't worry. You know, if you didn't win today, you might win next week. You always have everybody will have a chance to win. You know, we're going to keep this going. It's up to y'all. Me, Mr. O, and Dre, we put this together for all our listeners and supporters tonight because I wanted to really do something for our, not only our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, our communities, because I know it's hard right now. I know a lot of people still recovering from the pandemic, and, you know, we're just trying to give a helping hand the best way we can. But it's up to your support to keep this going. Again, everybody will have a chance to be on the show. So if you didn't get selected tonight, if you didn't win tonight, don't worry. We got you. Come join us again next week, same time, 8:30, Dollar Dash. And we're going to go ahead and after we're going to run a quick credit, and we're going to bring in our other director and producer, Dre. And let him give a few words, and then we'll go to question and answers. And you guys got any questions for our beautiful game show host that took time out to be with us tonight, Tanji, or even any of the contestants, or, you know, ask, feel free to ask. But you have to press 1 if you want to be queued in to chime in. So we're going to go into this quick credit, and then we will be right back with you.
Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout it from the rooftops. On Dollar Dash, everybody, and we mean everybody, will have a chance at winning the coveted cash pot each and every week. No one will be left behind because, hey, each one holds one. It's all about unity and creating a fair playing field. We strongly encourage all our fantastic participants to donate to Dollar Dash. Remember, the more we donate, the bigger that cash prize becomes. Let's make it rain dollar bills and watch that pot grow. It's like a magical money plant that keeps on giving. Now, folks, while you're enjoying the excitement, we also remind you to play responsibly. Keep those wits sharp and enjoy the thrill within your means. We want everyone to have a blast while keeping their wallets intact. Dollar Dash was executively created, produced, and directed by the dynamic duo Dre and the one and only Mr. O. Their visionary minds and relentless passion brought this incredible show to life. They deserve a standing ovation. But here's the icing on the cake. Dollar Dash wasn't just created for fun and games. It's a way for us to lend a helping hand to our fellow neighbors and communities still recovering from the hardships of the pandemic. Together, we can make a difference. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you and a special shout out to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean platform and also the Humble Experience podcast for welcoming Dollar Dash with open arms, making us a part of their incredible family and network. We're grateful for their support. Now, dear listeners and participants, it's your turn. Spread the word like wildfire. Invite your friends, families.
All right. So as everyone heard, you know, to keep the show alive, you know, if you want to donate to the show, we will have a Cash App set up or any type of form of donation givings. And, you know, the thing is, the more everyone donates, the bigger the prize is. So if there was $500 donated, then the winner of that show will receive the cash pot of $500. So it's up to you guys to keep this going. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. I think it was a great show. I think everyone enjoyed it. But I want to hear from you guys and get your Q&A and comments and whatever else you want to say. The floor is yours. I'm going to bring in my partner in crime that helped me put all this together. We worked very hard to produce this show tonight. And Dre, the floor is yours, sir.
Yo, yo.
Okay, Big O, can I say something, Big O?
Yes, sir.
I want to donate $25 back to you all for the show.
Can we get a round of applause for that? Oh, my God. That's a blessing.
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. We got our first two supporters. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to donate that, you know, because I appreciate the show and everything. Y'all doing a good job. And, keep up the good work.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm sure that we all know it's so hard to get someone to believe in your dream. And some dreams are not just dreams. If you have the power and the willpower and just the mind to fulfill any dream that you have, go ahead and do it. You never can let anything stop you from anything that you want to do in life. So I hope you guys have had a great time. It's kind of rocky. All four sides are rocky. But the stronger you guys help us be, the stronger we'll be for you. Yeah, I appreciate y'all tonight.
Thanks, Dre. Can we get a round of applause for Dre?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hear tonight. If you have anything you want to say, the floor is yours, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for a brief moment because I know that time is running down. So if any of the participants want to chime in and give your thoughts and your comments, this is your time.
This is Tanji. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and I appreciate everything that you all are doing, and I'm glad that you're living out your dreams as well. But I'm thinking this is a good thing to keep people involved and get them to participate in different things that you have going on, and I welcome the ideal, and I hope that there's many more shows, different type of shows that you come up with to keep everyone involved. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Is there any more of our participants that want to chime in?
Yeah, my name is Jay.
Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Queen. It was a woman chiming in.
That was me, but whoever that was,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, you got it. No. Ladies first.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity for having me on tonight also. And also, how do you never spoke about how you can donate. What is it? Where do you go to donate, or how do you do the donation?
Yes, my Dre is going to give that out here. Dre, do we have that? You have that to give out, the Cash App or
yes.
any of the Zelles? Okay, go ahead, Dre.
Yes, it's the Zelle. Is everyone ready? 62-668-2241. That's a Zelle. And the Cash App is J. Jason J.
Can you spell that out for our listeners that's trying to write this down, Dre?
Yeah, dollar sign, J-A-S-H-O-N-J, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dre. Thank you. All right, so it was a gentleman trying to chime in. Jay, or I don't know who was trying to chime in before. I guess it
was me.
Yeah,
me. Yeah, you.
Okay. All right. What was it, you, Mr. Jerry?
Yes, I think it was. I was just calling. I was just wanting to say I thank you for the opportunity on tonight. It was very interesting, and I hope to do future shows with you all. Everything is good. Thanks.
All right,
and
thanks
have a
for
good
coming,
evening.
Sir.
Appreciate you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and chime in. So I want to get our audience in to chime in, and you know this is your time, so we're here, we're listening.
Question.
Have right at it, Dre.
Question.
Right. Hey, how's it going? Who's calling?
This is Miles.
Hey, what's up, brother Miles?
What's up, man?
I'm hanging in like a credit card with good numbers on it, man.
Okay.
Oh, man,
okay.
Man, I'm scared of you.
I got a question to the lady who. The MC. What's your name again, Miss?
Tanji.
Okay. Two of the questions was repeated. Is that fair? Is that good?
Two of the questions were repeated.
Yes. When you said 1920 to 20 and 30, the Black History one.
Mhm.
You gave that to the lady, the first lady, and she was wrong, and then you gave it to Jerry, and he got it right. Then you said the one with the heart, the first heart thing. You said that twice. One got it wrong, and the other one got it right.
Oh, I didn't realize that I read it off twice.
Yeah, because when the first lady said, of course, you said she was wrong, but then you read it back when Jerry came, then I guess he remembered it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me know that, but even with that said, I apologize for that, but he still came in first place with the questions. I mean, he still comes in first place. But thank you for making me aware of that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We can go to our next caller.
Anyone else? What do we...
Anything else, Miles?
Anyone else?
If you want to say something, you have to press 1.
No, you're all right.
Okay, no,
so look,
all right. We don't have any.
Yeah,
all right,
we're going to
go ahead and close it out for the night. Go ahead, Dre.
Do your thing. Let's Jerry Warren, he does his thing,
guys. Thank you for joining us, man. Next week, same time, same network. Don't forget the other podcast Friday night. We got Lisa. Lisa, you still here? Denise?
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you get the information for your show?
Yes. I'm on Thursday night, 8 to 9, the Lisa Experience. Join me every Thursday, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. I just want to say real quick that it was a lovely show, very interesting. I really got to start getting my music upbeat because I'm not good at it, but thank you for working me hard tonight, and you know, it was a good job for everyone. I want to say sometimes you know more, sometimes you don't, but it was great to do the trivia. It was a nice, it was very nice. I want to thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uncle Jay, you want to shout out to your show?
I don't think Jay on.
Say what now?
No, not you. He's not on? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on.
Definitely too.
Every Friday, keeping it real from 8 to 10. Jay Sean, keeping it real, 8 to 10 every Friday night.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right, guys. God bless and good night.
get them up.